Earlier this week, the federal government announced it will introduce a bill aimed at enforcing regulations on major streaming giants to invest in locally produced Australian content. The bill is seen as a long time coming by industry insiders, though not all details are currently known. I spoke with lecturer in digital communication at RMIT's University's School of Media and Communication, Dr. Alexa Scatolata, to find out more.
So it's been a long road to streaming regulation in Australia. They've been left to operate unregulated, do their own thing, whatever they like, for more than a decade. Meanwhile, in Europe, you know, they imposed a 30% content quota in 2018, and Canada updated their broadcast regulations to kind of require online streaming services to contribute content in Canada as well. So in Australia, meanwhile, we've had kind of 8 official inquiries, a terrible waste of public resources into whether and how to regulate the streaming services. Consecutive governments have kind of kicked the can along, trying to figure out the best model. And of course, the streamers have banded together to lobby really hard against multiple proposed models, saying we're making enough stuff. Look at Heartbreak High and look at Boy Swallows Universe. Look at these great Australian titles we're making. And then we saw the Labor government kind of make an election promise to act on this and made a formal commitment. They promised regulation by July last year, and that deadline came and went. So this is a really exciting week to have some clear and concise regulation in place finally. The local production sector is no doubt sighing a big sigh of relief.
What do we know about this new legislation on how it will operate? Because I understand things are in flux, but what are the sort of the conditions, if you go into detail about that?
So yesterday, a bill was introduced and kind of read in the House of Representatives. The Labor government has introduced a bill to Parliament that will impose regulatory obligations on major subscription video on demand services that are operating in Australia. So those big services that have a subscription model and that have at least 1 million Australian subscribers. So that's the threshold. So we're really talking about the big players here, Netflix, Disney Plus, Prime Video, but also scoop up local services with ties to broadcasters. So Stan is owned by Nine, and will likely this will apply to them. Paramount owns Paramount Plus and 10, and Paramount Plus, this will also apply to them. But it does carve out a kind of exception for YouTube because it's largely user-generated content. It's not curated. So we're just talking about the major streaming services that are operating in Australia. Should this bill pass, they will have to support the production of some specific key genres. So local drama, children's content, documentary, arts and educational programming. And the thing is, it's very much up to the streamers themselves to choose a way to do this. They can choose to either invest at least 10% of their total expenditure for Australia, so whatever they spend getting their platform ready and available to Australians, or 7.5% of their total revenue that's generated in Australia every year. So just to give you some context, you know, Netflix is the market leader and has been since it launched in 2015. This means they can choose between either spending $125 million via the expenditure model or $97.5 million, no doubt via the revenue model. No doubt they're going to go for the cheaper option, but with them being able to make that choice. But we are talking about a really important and wonderful injection into the local screen sector. Back of the envelope early estimates suggest that we're going to see $300 million a year being kind of guaranteed for the Australian production sector when this legislation passes.
And what about some of the uncertainties? So individuals in the industry are still sort of questioning what will happen, how things will go. If you can talk a bit about that aspect.
Okay, so while this does provide a bit of certainty when it comes to how much the streamers have to spend, and it will mean a bit of a boost in production because the streamers have self-reported that they've been spending around $300 million anyway, but that's largely on licensing existing titles, existing stuff that the broadcasters have made. They only come in and make a handful of new things. So we do have this boost of production coming. But what's not clear, and what's not clear in this bill, is how many discrete titles, the kind of number of things they have to make, and the discrete number of hours they have to make. So just to give you a bit of context, the commercial broadcasters have, since the 60s, had to make a certain number of hours of kids' content, drama, etc. And they have to show this Australian content between 6 a.m. and midnight on their channels. 55% of that time has to be Australian content. So what we won't know for sure is whether or not Netflix and its competitors will be able to stream into Australia, spend a significant chunk of their obligations on one movie or a single high-budget drama, and then flip back out again. So it doesn't provide us with the kind of scale and consistency that could sustain jobs and nurture talent and provide industry training, which is really what the local sector needs. There's also some concerns that I have about whether or not what these streamers make as part of their obligations will actually reach the viewers via their algorithmically personalized interfaces. So in Europe and in Canada, in their streaming regulation has what's called prominent obligations as well, where the streamers have to report on how visible they're making the local content that they're producing in those regions. Where in Australia, you know, we could see content that's being made buried, and that's really concerning, and that content that we're obliging the services to make, it really has to be discoverable.
So I know free-to-air TV, it's been on a very difficult trajectory these past few years now that streaming's gotten very powerful in viewing habits of Australians and really around the world. So how do you think local commercial television broadcasters are reacting to this news?
We haven't heard from them directly, but I imagine that while the production sector is breathing something of a sigh of relief, the commercial broadcasters are kind of sucking in air and are kind of struggling to breathe at the moment. As you say, broadcast TV is in decline and streaming is now more popular, facing a lot of challenges. And the commercial free-to-air stations that have these, to be fair, recently kind of relaxed regulations. Post-COVID, they've had their requirements relaxed and they've been deregulated somewhat. They've had their license fees cut. They've had lots of little handouts from the government along the way. But they now stand to face a lot more competition for production labour and facilities if the streamers are coming in and making a lot of stuff. And they might also struggle to produce content that will compete along what the streamers can make. So if the streamers can afford, you know, $2, $3 million an hour for a drama, the commercial broadcasters just can't compete there. So it'll be really interesting to see whether or not the government will have to continue to placate the commercial broadcasters even further.
That was Dr. Alexa Scarlata from RMIT University ending the story.